Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon's show, as usual, by my co-host, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer, Michael. We'll do the prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I got a couple of degrees coming up next week, Michael. Let's get those out of the way, and then we can go to our guest. All right, on Sunday, both of these degrees are going to be on Sunday, September the 15th. An admission degree will be conducted at St. Bernard's Council, 11805. They're going to hold a degree in the St. Bernard's Parish Hall, 811 Sherman's Valley Road in New Bloomfield. Candidates should arrive no later than 12:30, and the degree is to begin at 1. And as I said, also on Sunday afternoon, a knighthood or third degree will be conducted by St. Joseph Council, 6353. They're located at 2935 Kingston Road in East York, Pennsylvania. Candidates should arrive no later than 1, and the degree is to begin at 2 p.m. And that's it.
Sounds good, Joseph. Yeah, today we're lucky. We've been promising to have John on. John Meenan. He is our state life director, and he has a team of really two good guys, Dave Speck and Gary Damish. And without further ado, how are you doing, John?
I'm well. Good afternoon, Michael. It's good to be here. Thanks for inviting me. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How's things up in the Poconos?
Getting cold again.
Uh-oh. That's not a good sign.
It's over. And as Michael knows, the only good thing about it is we can stop playing golf because we make fools of ourselves out there anyway.
There you go. You're talking to a fellow that was raised in Green Ridge and born in Pittston. So, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yep.
John, one of the things, I mean, there's so much going on in the life arena. I mean, we've got things coming up. I know that you've been doing some really fantastic things with the Special Olympics, and we've got that coming up. We have Special Olympics, Winter Olympics coming on.
So there's so much going on there. We'd love to let you tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, Mike, actually, you're absolutely right. The Special Olympics program is moving along very, very nicely. As you said, I have a great team working with me, and David Speck is heading up the Special Olympics program. And as you know, there are a number of ways that councils can be involved. Number one is we have a sangria program where councils can purchase bottles of sangria that are special Knights of Columbus Special Olympics bottles. They buy them for $12 a bottle, and buy them by the case. Go out and sell them for whatever they're going to do it for, and for each bottle, the council is automatically donating $3.25 to the Special Olympics. So that program seems to be moving along nicely. In addition, we're still doing the gold medallion chocolate things, and Special Olympics has really generously offered to give those medallions to councils in order so that they can motivate the fundraisers on it. But Special Olympics is asking if the councils can at least give them back, the cost of the medallions. The cost of the medallions is 40 cents. So councils can take them, they can give them away, or they can, turn around and turn that into a fundraiser as well and resell them. It's moving along really nicely. Special Olympics has been a great partner in this so far, and Special Olympics is offering an incentive that we've really never seen before as an order. They are the council that generates the most funding per capita, and the district deputy who generates the most funding per capita, will receive a full-blown weekend for two at Seven Springs in Pittsburgh for the annual Special Olympics championship competition. The whole nine yards. It's doing for us. It's a weekend for two. Special, top accommodations and inside the rope lanyards and the whole thing for the competition. So it's really, really great, and it's moving along nicely. Having said that, in addition, a program that's moving along right now as we speak is the Silver Rose program. For the guys out there who are not totally familiar with it, it is a Silver Rose that commemorates the vision of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico. And what happens is the Silver Rose has just come in from Delaware. It really moves throughout the country. And each state gets an opportunity to take the Silver Rose and show it. And churches or schools or parishes, whatever they're doing, to commemorate the appearance of Our Lady at Lady of Guadalupe, and ultimately it finishes up in Mexico on the anniversary of the Lady of Guadalupe. And right now it's in Pennsylvania. I would urge our brothers out there to get on the website. All you got to do is get on the website, punch up Life Programs, look for the Silver Rose program, and you will see where it is scheduled to go throughout Pennsylvania over the next 2 to 3 weeks into October. And you can have it come to your parish or to your council and show this beautiful Silver Rose that's traveling all over the country. Go into the website, and again, I urge the membership, Grand Knights, and the district deputies and just our brother knights to go into the Pennsylvania website at pakofc.us. As you know, Michael, we're constantly asked questions about what's going on with the Faith in Action program, what's going on with membership, what's going on with all the other things, and 90% of the questions that brothers have out there can be very easily answered by going on the state website. I just urge guys to get used to doing it. Jim Nardone, who is our webmaster, has done a yeoman's job on setting up the website, and you can just go in there and hit the links and go throughout and find out everything that's going on.
And it's user-friendly, John, too, the website. I don't want to change gears on you, but I saw yesterday, I guess it was on when I was perusing around Facebook after I got back from my doctor's appointment, the amount of money that the Knights order-wide had raised to help out the recent hurricane victims down in the islands there. It was several hundred thousand dollars, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guys are, as always, the guys get back there and we pull together to, charity is our number one, and that's what the guys are doing. It's heartwarming to see how quickly our brothers get on the wagon, and get going with it. It's just really great.
Yep,
that's a terrible tragedy down there, and we're doing everything we can to help.
It wouldn't surprise me some of the retired brothers, as soon as they're allowed to put boots on the ground, that they would be down there with other people trying to get these people back on their feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it. I bet you, and we don't know about, at least I'm not familiar with it, but I bet you we've got Knights from all over the country who are jumping in and heading over there to help out.
There are several people that I know of that are part of these disaster response teams here locally that have been to various places around the world when stuff happens. So, it would not surprise me. The one I know is a brother Knight, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was a terrible, terrible situation for those folks down there. And once again, we urge the guys, urge the guys who are listening to look. You can do anything from jumping in and heading down there to help to sending a dollar bill. Everything is going to help those people down there. It's tragic what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the things that Ken Krugel, our community director with Helping Hands. is looking into and disaster preparedness. That's another one of our good programs. John, I know that when we had our meeting the other day, we're talking about doing some more innovation with Zoom and some other things that we're doing, and we're just going to give people a little tickler. But this is going to be an opportunity for our brother Knights to be able to meet with the directors throughout the state, or the four directors that we have, and discuss different programs and how they can be involved. And we're going to be moving forward with that. Jim Nardone's going to be giving me a hand. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we're going to do a trial and see if we can get it to work. I was hoping we'd be able to do it this Sunday, but a Supreme has called a meeting for the state council, so my time's going to be tied up Sunday evening. But I think that's a thing that we're going to be doing to try to get it out to the membership. I think that's one of the things that I'm really proud of you guys with, your team, is with the partnership with Special Olympics. You know, every time that the Knights do something, and I mean, our organization does just about everything that there is humanly possible to do in all areas. But for the first time, we've actually had an organization partnership with us, and kind of, you know, it's nice to be appreciated. I mean, it's not something that's required, but it's nice when an organization says, you know what, we like what you're doing. We like the fact that you're able to assist us at Special Olympics. We like the fact that you're able to raise money for Special Olympics. So what we're going to do is, as you had mentioned, we're going to let you come out to Silver Springs for the Winter Olympics and take a look-see. So before we break for the break, I wanted to make sure that everybody gets to know what a great job you guys are doing as a team, because I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you for the kind words. And I think, as you know, we get a lot more back than we give. This is a really, really special order. If I have one complaint, it is that we're really not very good at public relations, and the 350 or so million people in the United States have no idea how much the Knights of Columbus do, both from a spiritual side and from the side of charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. This organization does wonderful, wonderful things, and I'm, as I've often said, the day I joined the Knights of Columbus was the day that I started to meet the finest man I've ever met.
There you go. Hold that thought. We have the music's playing in my ears. You know, we got to do our hard break. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined as usual by my co-host, Mr. Mike Yakubik. And on the phone with us, we have Mr. John Meehan, who is the State Knights of Columbus Life Director.
That's right, and he has a team of two others, and the three of them do everything associated with life. And as we were finishing up, we talked a little bit about Special Olympics. We talked about the Silver Rose, which actually what I'm hoping to do is when I leave the station here from the taping, John, I'm actually going to go to some of our Catholic schools in the area and see if we can just bring the rose in to the Catholic school and, you know, a 5 or 10 minute presentation to let them know how it started, why it's there, and what Our Lady of Guadalupe means to us here in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's something that we're trying to do with the afternoon time that's available. So, John, why don't you tell us a little bit more about all the things that you guys got going on in life?
Well, sure, Mike. And I just want to say that I think that is a great idea to come up with putting it into the Catholic schools. I know that was a thought that you had, and I think it's a terrific idea, and it's the kind of thing to remind the membership of out there that's a possibility. Doesn't have to go into a church, doesn't have to go into a council. You can go and take it into a high school or an elementary school, and it's just a great way to start young people with understanding what's going on with our faith. A couple of other things, I guess, that we can talk about. Number one is when you guys get on that website, go down to the bottom of the homepage, and you're going to see a countdown clock to January the 22nd. That's the March for Life, guys. We're getting more and more involved and bigger and better, and we're making more and more inroads into this. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about getting a bus. Start thinking about talking to your council, getting people going. And once again, the website and the leadership is trying to set it up so that you're going to be able to go onto the website, take a look, see where there's a bus available, or see if you have a bus and you need to fill it up to see where people are available. We're going to try to centralize it this year so that you can go on and get that kind of information. That's a tremendous date in our calendar, in our life calendar, is that March for Life on Washington. And I urge you guys to get more and more involved with it. Having said that, the other thing is, of course, the ultrasound program. I was honored a few weeks ago that my council, as a matter of fact, donated an ultrasound machine to a CareNet center in Scranton, and Bishop Bambara was there to bless it and to give a little talk. And that's another thing that I think that every guy who was there from the council walked out with the buttons on his shirt just popping off, to be just so honored to have been able to do that. And since that time, the director of the CareNet Center has told me that they've had any number of women who have come in, taken the ultrasound, and we're at 100%, guys. Every one of them who came in, went through the ultrasound, has decided to keep the baby.
Amen.
That's fantastic, John. Fantastic.
Absolutely. And that's just, you know, that's just another one that we get involved in that I think that the great majority of the public is not aware of, but as you guys are aware, we're now working on our second 1,000. We've already donated almost, I guess we're up to about 1,015 or 1,020 ultrasound machines that the order has donated throughout the state, or I'm sorry, throughout the country. So that's just another really exciting project that we're involved in.
I'll tell you something we're working on down here. There's a group called Undefeated Courage, John, that had a van made, like a camper van, and it's all outfitted. And I'm not sure, the last I talked with our state deputy, the paperwork, I think it was some of the stuff that he had signed off on and sent up to Supreme. But once they get the money, they're going to be putting an ultrasound machine in this van, and they're going to be taking it pretty much all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and you know, putting it in front of, you know, wherever the people will allow them to make these ultrasounds available to people in churches or on the street or whatever. And like you said, with the center up there in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area, we're 100%. They're all going to keep their babies. What a concept! Choose life, you know.
How terrific is that, Joe? It's just a it's a wonderful program that we're doing. And when you do the math and realize how many lives we're saving, it just takes your breath away.
No, I have my youngest granddaughter just turned 4, and my niece just had her first little one, who's now 6 months old. And when you sit there and you get goofing and playing with these two, and watch the 4-year-old. Who was sitting next to me on the couch, and I had the 6-month-old on my lap, and just watching the interaction between these two, and watching that little baby coo and gurgle back at her cousin, it's something special. It's something special.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, Joe. I didn't know you were old enough to have grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, sure you didn't. As a matter of fact, Smarty Pants, I turned 73 August the 31st. So there.
I used to be a kid.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the things I think I'm proudest about being a member of the Knights of Columbus, if you look throughout our country right now, killing the unborn is probably one of the fashionable things to do. I mean, we actually have actresses coming on TV bragging about the fact that they have aborted babies. And the fact that the Knights of Columbus are spearheading the rights of those that are unborn, those that may be less capable of doing things. I know that our state deputy is so involved with the bills that are trying to be passed here in Pennsylvania concerning Down syndrome children. And it really and truly is something that, from a program's perspective, life is important. And I do thank you and Gary and Dave for what yous are doing in all aspects. And I just hope that our country decides to turn around and realize how important life truly is.
Well, Michael, I'm a great believer that I think that silent majority tired of being the silent majority. The things that have been going on for the last decade are atrocious. Just, you know, the whole marriage thing and the abortion thing and the rest of it. And I think that there are a lot of good, solid people, knights and even non-knights, who are tired of it and are finally beginning to stand up and be heard. They're they're not afraid, to talk about these things at the kitchen table or any other place. And we all know, God has been kicked out the back door in this society, and it's got to stop. And it's got to stop now. And we've said it before, when it comes to the Knights of Columbus, it's if not us, then who? And if not now, then when?
There you go.
We have got to stand up and say enough, right?
Yep.
And I'm so proud to be sitting in that the Knights have chosen me to get involved in this life program, because I can just it's a feeling. I can feel the men and the brothers, who are now standing up and starting to go in lockstep and marching together to say, we're fed up with this. We're fed up with it, and we're no longer going to be in a situation where we're not supporting Jesus Christ.
And you know what really drives me crazy, John, is I'd ask anybody that is pro-choice, what part of the Fifth Commandment do you not understand? Okay? I mean, that's game, set, match. What part of the Fifth Commandment, irregardless of your religious persuasion, do you not understand?
Yeah.
Murder is murder. Yeah.
And I guess, the whole concept, Joe, of pro-choice just kind of makes me laugh. It's another euphemism that's used instead, because they don't want to say we're pro-abortion or we're pro-death or we're pro get rid of babies, right? We call it pro-choice because that's what makes us comfortable. And again, I think that the people on our side of this argument are now finally standing up and saying this is ridiculous and it has to stop. This country unfortunately has made things like the Holocaust and things like that, made it look like kid stuff compared to the killing that's been going on since 1973.
There you go. And if we're doing something wrong, why are our numbers going up of the amount of ultrasound machines we're putting out there? Why are we having more and more people going to the March for Life in Washington, D.C.? You see more people, irregardless of religious persuasion, that are coming in through the RCAA program into the Catholic Church, every Easter. So if we're doing something wrong, why are these numbers going up? And I'm happy they are, don't get me wrong. But look, sure. People, you need to listen and tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a neighbor. We are on the right side of this.
Well, I think one of the things that that gets me is when you look at the staggering numbers. I mean, we called Hitler a megalomaniac, a murderer, a genocidal maniac, and even at his best, he could only muster 7 to 8 million deaths. Then when you look at Stalin, you say, well, Stalin did this, Stalin did that. He was a multiple killer. And they attribute somewhere around 25, 30 million to Stalin. I just read a thing that Mao Zedong, he only killed 45 million. But we have the pro-choice in the United States that we've killed, 67 million?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the worst villains in the history of the world are paupers compared to what pro-choice is allowing here in the United States of America.
Absolutely. And people are waking up to it, Michael. Finally, they're beginning to wake up. And I would share with the brothers out there who are listening that if you've never gone to a March for Life, one of the things that's going to take your breath away is the number of young people there. And that is so heartening. Almost every college and university in the country is represented by young folks and high school kids and the rest of it who are going out there, and I just love them. They're just in your face, and they're not ashamed of it. They'll stand and they'll chant and they'll march, and it's just wonderful to see these young kids. I've been going I think I've said this to you before. January the 22nd is the date of Roe versus Wade, and January 22nd happens to be my birthday. So
there you go.
Obviously, I've been to a lot of marches because how can I not go to the march? And each year it's been more and more and more, to the extent that I would now say that upwards of 60 to 70% of the people at the March for Life are under 30 years old.
There you go. Hold that thought, John. We're running out of clock here. The music is starting. The music is starting right here. We could be going all day on this, and you know
absolutely.
It, and I know it. I want to thank you for calling in on the phone and being with us today. You can feel free to do this anytime you want. You know that, here at the station. So with
as always, I thank you guys for inviting me, and God bless both of you. You've been right out there with all the accolades that you're sending to me, but you need to be thanked for all the great work that you do, and I thank you that you allow me to be a part of it once in a while.
All righty, thank you. With that, for Night Talk, along with Mike Yakubik and John Meehan, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.